Over the weekend, President Trump declared war on Chicago. Well, war on crime, obviously, but Democrats don't understand figures of speech. And he did it through an absolutely hilarious meme, which is causing one of the biggest meltdowns from the Democrats that we've seen in months. He also signed an executive order officially renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War, which I don't know if I actually agree with. That sounds kind of a little neocon-ish. The neocons obviously whispering sweet nothings into his ear. And the Department of Defense sounds like, less imperialistic, less foreign interventionalist, but he did it. A lot of people didn't believe that the screenshot of the meme was actually real and that he really did say these things, but he did say that Chicago will find out why it's called the Department of War, because he's been talking about sending the National Guard there as well, as he did in Washington, D.C., to clean up that black crime-infested wasteland as well. First, he posted this on Truth Social. I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. And if you don't get it, that's a meme throwing back to the film Apocalypse Now. There's a famous line in there. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. And so that started circulating. People didn't believe it. And then the official White House account on Twitter, on X, then posted it as well. This caused a mega media meltdown, and Democrat governors and senators across the country all denounced it delusional, thinking that he literally means that he's just going to go to war with the American people and not with the criminals who have been destroying that once great city. What most people don't know, however, is that meme was created by my very good friend Gary Franchi over at the Next News Network, and I hate it when people don't get credit for their work, so shout out to Gary. Here's Tom Homan over in the Cloud News Network trying to calm everybody down over there for, well, hyperventilating and overreacting like they always do.
You're damn right.
So maybe it should say criminal aliens in Chicago are about to find out why it's called the Department of War, not Chicago itself. But let me ask you.
Well, that's pretty obvious, tapeworm. I'm sorry that you had to have somebody on to explain a meme. Of course, none of the Democrats get it and are completely paranoid, delusional whack jobs. Here's Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago. The president's threats are beneath the honor of our nation. But the reality is that he wants to occupy our city and break our Constitution. We must defend our democracy. We must defend the criminal networks. Defend the thuggery and the gangs in Chicago from his authoritarianism, from his law and order, by protecting each other. That's why, of course, why he's sending the National Guard in there. And protecting Chicago from Donald Trump. That's right. Chicago's biggest problem is Donald Trump is coming to bring some law and order. Governor J.B. Pritzker weighed in on the situation, pun intended, saying the president of the United States is threatening to go to war with an American city. This is not a joke. He says, this is not normal. Donald Trump isn't a strong man. He's a scared man. Illinois won't be intimidated by a wannabe dictator. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who undoubtedly will be running for president in 2028 and most likely will win the Democrat nomination unless, for some reason, Democrats across the country aren't as dumb as, well, not as we think they are, but as they have been for many years. He responded saying the president of the United States is deploying the military onto U.S. streets and using our troops like political pawns. Do not allow yourself to become numb to this. Here's Tom Homan clearing up some of the fake news that the Democrats are spreading about how they're going to be taking over American cities.
We keep hearing the president's going to send National Guard troops into Chicago. It has not yet happened. Help clear this up for me. Is the president talking about sending National Guard troops and other federal troops into Chicago to handle deportations or to handle violent criminals or
black crime, because black crime matters. We're not afraid to say that around here. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, by the way, because just too many cowards in conservative media. We just hate them all around here.
Both, like you just referred to, violent criminals who are in this country illegally. What is the operation going to look like? Will it happen this week?
Look, National Guard are always on the table. We use them in in Los Angeles, and we use them in Washington, D.C. They're a force multiplier. Now, do they arrest illegal aliens? No. ICE officers, Border Patrol agents who have Title 8 authority arrest illegal criminal aliens. But the National Guard does provide protection for us. It does provide us infrastructure, provides us transportation, provides us additional processing capability that allows the ones who immigration authority, the badge and guns on the street, to continue arresting the bad guy. So, yeah, they're a force multiplier, and they're on the table. I mean, they've been used by every administration since I've been working for the government. But starting in 1984, every administration's used the guard.
Jake Tapeworm is the most miserable man in media. Just look at his face. That is a man who he regrets selling his soul to a major network. That's a man who was once an aspiring journalist when he was a young college student and ended up working for CNN.
Every administration used the guard of the military on the border, and they've been very beneficial. Look at the crime change in Washington, D.C. Look what they're able to do in Los Angeles.
President Trump was then asked about going to war with Chicago by a reporter at the White House. This audio is pretty hard to hear, but here's the clip. You said you'd go to war with Chicago?
You say that, darling, that's fake news.
What? You say that, that's fake news.
Why would you go to Department of Defense?
Listen, be quiet, listen. You don't listen, you never listen. That's why you're second rate. We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
That's right. Preventing and punishing crime is common sense, which is why the Democrats are opposed to it.
To everyone listening, but most especially to the press, I refuse to pretend that any of this is normal.
That's right. Chicago is a black crime-infested wasteland. It has been for decades, and we're going to keep it that way.
I refuse to concede that the abject cruelty that we're seeing play out with the execution of Trump and Stephen Miller's policies.
By getting rid of it's never going to be the 30 million illegal aliens or their anchor babies, not to be a downer. But, we are getting started.
Are okay.
It is
or justified.
Okay. It's great.
I refuse to fall into the pundit trap that demands we sacrifice vital constitutional rights if it's being done in the fake guise of fighting crime.
Well, sending the National Guard to Washington, D.C. worked pretty well because there was the murder for like 2 weeks, which I know still sounds insane, but that was basically like a new record. Over the weekend, thousands of morons in D.C. hit to the streets demanding the return of crime. One crime they especially don't want to talk about, although they may cover it slightly because there's so much outrage on social media, is the killing of that Ukrainian refugee who fled the war in Ukraine, came to the United States, and was killed on a bus by a usual suspect, completely unprovoked, just sitting there minding her own business, all caught on the security camera footage. And the guy had like 24 prior arrests, including a bunch of violent crime, armed robberies, etc., etc. The liberal media industrial complex is trying to sweep that one under the rug so bad that the editors over at Wikipedia are trying to delete the Wikipedia page about it. An editor has nominated this article for deletion. It's just not newsworthy enough. Oh, it sure is, because we're tired of the black crime problem in major cities and, across the country. And the media and the Democrats portraying black people as the perpetual oppressed victims of supposed racism at the hands of a systemic white supremacy society. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, and if you enjoy watching my videos, you want to support the channel and get some great merch, head on over to markdice.com and get yourself a Liberal Tears mug, a Sorry No Vacancy shirt, a War Is a Racket shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. Oh, and tank tops and women's cuts as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.